بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يذكر الشيخ سلوك الطريق فذكر لنا عددا من أسباب ووسائل السير إلى الله.
The Sheikh mentions traveling the spiritual path, and he mentioned to us a number of the causes and the means of traveling to Allah.
وقفنا عند قوله أو بالمذاكرات أو بالتصديق والاعتقادات أو بالانقطاع والخدمة أو بالتربية أو بالعلوم اللدنيات.
We reached his saying, the translation of which is or it is, meaning traveling the path through mutual admonitions, affirmation and convictions, or the path is by devotion and service, instruction, tarbiyah, or through, meaning tarbiyah, or through divine inspirations.
وهو يبين لنا عليه رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى أن من أسباب السير إلى الله تبارك وتعالى والتوجه إليه المذاكرات، وهو ما يحصل من مذاكرة بين الشيخ والتلميذ أو بين التلامذة الأكياس بينهم البين بإذن الشيخ في المعاني الرفيعات والعلوم القلبيات.
Here the Sheikh makes clear to us that mudhakarat, that we translated as mutual admonitions, are from the means of traveling the spiritual path, and these reminders may be from the Sheikh to the student, or they may be between students of an aptitude or of an intelligence of the meanings of this path and meanings that relate to the hearts.
فالتذاكر في شؤون القلوب والأحوال مع الله تبارك وتعالى والمعان المستقاه المستفادة من الآيات والأحاديث النبوية وسيلة قوية في قطع الطريق والوصول إلى الحق.
And he said, so mutual admonitions about the meanings of the heart or the states, the spiritual states or meanings that are derived or literally taken like a drink from verses of Quran, these are powerful means of traversing the spiritual path.
بل حتى في العلوم الظاهرة كانوا يقولون أن حفظ سطرين خير من كتابة مجلدين.
And also in other types of knowledge, he mentioned that they say a mutual discussion of two lines, but he also said memorizing two lines is better than writing two volumes.
وَإِنَّ مُذَاكَرَ بَيْنَ إِثْنَيْنْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَيْنْ.
And they said, and again, memorizing is better than writing two volumes, and mutual discussion between two is better than both of those.
وَإِذَا صَدَرَتِ الْمُذَاكَرَ مع متلهف في السير إلى الله متشوق الوصول إليه أثرت معها صدور أنوار تحل في قلب المتذاكر معه.
So if this mutual discussion or study research of these meanings happens from someone who has a longing in their travel, longing in their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a powerful effect on the heart of the one who is engaging in this discussion with this person.
فكيف إذا صدرت من عارف واصل غارق في شهود الملك الأعلى.
So how would this be if this reminder came from a Gnostic, a knower of Allah, someone who had reached Allah, someone who was immersed in vision of the Sovereign Allah.
في ذلك قالوا هم العلماء العارفون الذين في مجالسهم للمري أعظم إسعادي.
And they said in this meaning, those are the elect men, the knowers of Allah, that keeping their company is the very greatest felicity.
قال أو بالتصديق والاعتقادات وهو كمال الإذعان لما يقوله أهل المعارف بالله وأهل العلوم الدنية من الربانيين كمال الاستسلام لذلك وعدم الشك فيه فهو سبب من أسباب السير إلى الله.
And he said, or it is by affirmation and convictions. And this is perfect acceptance and submission to or reception of that which the knowers of Allah say, those who are the people of rearing and giving spiritual instruction, tarbiyah, that is accepting what they say without any doubt and with complete conviction or submission.
وفي هذا المعنى كان يقول سيدنا الحسن البصري بل كان يقول سيدنا الجنيد بن محمد سيد أهل التصوف ببغداد يقول التصديق بعلمنا هذا ولاية.
And the foremost of the people of Tasawwuf in Baghdad, Sayyid our liege lord Junaid bin Muhammad, used to say that affirmation of this knowledge of ours is a type of sainthood or wilaya.
وفي لفظ ولاية صغرى.
And in another phrase, is the smaller sainthood.
لأنه إنما يتهيأ باطن المؤمن للتصديق بهذه العلوم إذا كان مصفا مهيئا لأن ينازله منها نصيب.
And he said, because the heart of the person of the believer only has the aptitude to affirm these meanings when the person has some level of purity and also an aptitude to receive a portion of this knowledge.
وإلا فمن كان لنفسه سلطان عليه أو لهواه سلطان عليه فإنه يصعب عليه التصديق بهذه العلوم لأن النفس والهوى ينفران عنها لأنها تهذبهما وترد مرادهما وقصدهما.
So someone whose ego, their nafs or their caprice, their hawa, governs them, they will not affirm these knowledges because the nafs and the caprice, the ego and the caprice, have an aversion to this knowledge because this knowledge refines them and opposes their desire.
وكذلك المغتر بعقله أو بعلمه لا يرى وضوح ما يقوله أرباب البصائر ولهذا يرد ما قالوه فلا يحظى بحقيقة التصديق والاعتقاد.
And also the person who is deluded by their intellect or their own knowledge, they will not accept and receive that which the people of inner sight say, and rather than receiving it with submission, they'll try to refute it, and there won't be a complete acceptance.
وبهذا المعنى يكون قولهم أن بعض العقل أو العلم حجاب.
And this is the meaning of their saying that some intellect or knowledge is in fact a veil.
ويدل عليه ما صح في الأثر فإذا ظن أنه قد علم فقد جهل.
And this is indicated by what is saying in a Sahih tradition. If the person believes that they have knowledge, then they are in fact ignorant.
فَإِنَّ بَابَ الْعِلْمِ لَا حَدَّ لَهُ وَلَا غَايَةِ وَأَعْلَمُ الْخَلْقِ طُرًّا بِالْخَالِقِ وَآيَاتِهِ قَالَ لَهُ الرَّبُّ وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا.
And the door of knowledge is unlimited, and the creature that had the greatest knowledge, Allah commanded him to say in the Quran, and O my Lord, increase me in knowledge.
ولكن على قدر الظلمة من الحجاب يكون اغترار الإنسان بعلمه أو عقله أنه الغاية.
And in accordance to the darkness of this veil will be a person's belief based or they're being deluded by their intellect or their knowledge that they have actually reached the extent of knowledge.
قال أو بالانقطاع والخدمة ومعناه أن يتخلى عن حظوظ نفسه وما ليس لازما عليه من مراد نفسه إلى خدمة أحد الشيوخ أو العباد أو الزهاد أو الصالحين أو طلاب العلم أو المجاهدين في سبيل الله فيقوم بخدمتهم مشتغلا بذلك منقطعا عن كل ما تهواه النفس بحكم الطبيعة.
And he said, or it is by the path is by devotion and service, and this is the person leaving their own motives or their own interests in that which is beyond their obligations, and devoting themselves entirely to serving some of the shuyukh or some of the knowers of Allah or some of the pious or seekers of knowledge or those who are striving in the way of Allah and devoting themselves entirely to their service and not caring for or focusing on their own motives or their own interests.
وفي القيام بخدمة الطلاب والمجاهدين وطلبة العلم والعلماء قهر لهذه النفس وتصفية لها وإقامة لها في مقام التواضع والخضوع.
And in serving the seekers of knowledge and the scholars and those of zuhud, which are those who are not attached to the world or those who are striving for the sake of Allah, in that is a means of overcoming the self or the ego, and also in a purification of it and a rearing or spiritual instruction of it.
وهي بهذا الوصف تستعد لأن تحل فيها الأنوار.
And he also mentioned that it is a cause of humility. And if the soul has this quality, it will be prepared for lights to dwell therein.
وقد وصل كثير من هذه الأمة إلى المعرفة بالله عبر هذه الطريق، فكانوا يوظفون أنفسهم في خدمات العامة أو الخاصة تحت نظر شيخ مربي.
And he said, and many of the people have reached Allah by this way, and they would make themselves literally like an endowment, like a set aside in the service of the generality of the Muslims or the elect of the Muslims, and this was beneath the instruction and supervision of a sheikh.
كما نقرأ في تراجم خيار الأمة من توزيعهم الخدمة على من طلب السير والوصول إلى الله تبارك وتعالى فيوزعون عليهم أنواع الخدمة التي تعود بالنفع على المسلمين كل بما هو أليق بنفسه وحاله.
And how much do we read in the biographies of the pious of the past, the way that they would distribute various works of service among those who came seeking from them spiritual instruction. So they would basically appoint for them various types of service that they would do, each of them based on that which was appropriate to their unique state.
ولهم استعمال وسائل كثيرة يرقون بها تلامذتهم في خضوعهم لله وتذللهم وانتزاع آثار الكبر والعجب من بواطنهم.
And they have various means that they use to aid their students in ascending spiritually and make them firm in their humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by having arrogance and pride removed or uprooted from their hearts.
فمنهم من وظف في التنظيف وإزالة الأوساخ، ومنهم من وظف في الأسواق وأماكن العامة، ومنهم من وظف وسط المساجد أو وسط بعض البيوت، ومنهم من وظف في خدمة الصغار من العباد والطالبين.
Some of them were given to work in cleaning and removing filth. Some of them were made to work in marketplaces. Some of them in mosques. Some of them in homes. And some of them in serving and the children or the young and beginning seekers.
ولما قال بعض الأقران لأحد العارفين بالله تعالى إني نشأت وإياك وطلبت العلم وإياك ثم لا أجد هذه المعاني التي تحدث فيها وهذه الأنوار التي تظهر عليك والخيرات في من حواليك من تلامذتك، فقال أتريد أن تنال شيئا من هذا وتدرك نصيبك؟ قال نعم. قال فعمل ما أقول لك.
He said, two peers spoke, and they said that you and I were both seekers, and you and I sought knowledge. However, I don't find now, meaning we started out as peers, but I don't find these meanings that you talk about and these lights which manifest upon you and this goodness that is surrounding you. And he said, if you want to have some of this, then do what I say. And he said, so what do you command me and what do you tell me to do?
قال أنت أصبحت مشهورا بين الناس عزيزا ونفسك ميالة إلى مكانتك عندهم.
He said that you have become famous and you are prestigious among people and yourself, your nafs has inclined to the station you have among them.
فأول الخطوات خلص نفسك من التعلق بالخلق والميل للمكانة عندهم إيثارا للخالق جل جلاله.
And he said, so the first step is to purify yourself from being attached to creatures, but meaning people, and inclining to having a station among them, and preferring instead the Creator.
فقال وذلك بأن تأخذ مخلاتا عن كيسا وزنبيلا تملأه باللوز والزبيب وتمر في المكان الذي يعظمك فيه الناس وتقول للصبيان كل من ضربني ضربة أعطيته لوزا وأعطيته زبيبا فيقبلون عليك ويضربونك في الطريق.
And he said, the way you do this is take a basket or a bag and put nuts and raisins in it, and then go to a place where you're held in esteem by people, and say to the children, whoever strikes me, I'll give him one of these nuts or one of these raisins, so that they'll strike you. The children will strike you in front of those people.
فقال سبحان الله.
And he said, سبحان الله.
فقالوا إنما سبحت نفسك ولم تسبح ربك جل جلاله.
And he said, you only declared your own transcendence, and you didn't declare the transcendence of your Lord.
أنت استغربت كيف تهين نفسك هذه الإهانة فما قلت سبحان الله إلا تعظيما لنفسك.
He said, you thought it was strange to lower yourself in this manner, so you didn't say subhanallah. Again, you declared the glory of your own ego. And he said, is there anything other than this? And he said, this is the first step with which you begin. Do this and then come and I'll tell you what to do after that. He said, I'm not able to do this.
قعدت على هذا الحال تعبد الله ألف سنة ما ذقت شيئا من هذا العلم الذي نتكلم فيه.
And he said, so if you remained like this and worshipped Allah for 1,000 years, you wouldn't taste any of this knowledge that we're discussing.
وهكذا لم تزل للمشايخ طرق وأساليب في استخراج الظلمات من نفوس تلامذتهم ومريديهم.
And he said, so the shuyukh continue to have ways and methods to bring or draw out of the hearts of their students these darknesses.
قال أو بالتربية وذلك وإن كان عام في جميع ما ذكر ولكنه يشير به إلى خصوص نفوس صالحة لمباشرة التربية عن المشايخ.
And he said, or it is through instruction, tarbiyah, and this, all that we are talking about is generally from tarbiyah, but here he means specifically, he's specifically talking about souls that have the aptitude to receive this tarbiyah from the shuyukh.
فَيَتَلَقَّوْنَ مَا يَأْمُرُونَهُمْ بِهِ مِمَّا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِخُضُوعِ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَتَذَلُّلِهِمْ لِلَّهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ.
So they receive the commands that the teachers give them, particularly that which pertains to lowering themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's magnificence.
ولما جاء لطلب العلم بعض أبناء الأغنياء لدى أحد الشيوخ العلماء الجامعين بين علمي الظاهر والباطن. فقال له قبل أن تقرأ فاذهب أحذر لنا حاجة من السوق أعطاه الدراهم ليشتري له حاجة من السوق.
He said the child of a wealthy man came to learn from one of the shuyukh who joined between knowledge and also applying that knowledge. And prior to teaching him, he sent again the son of this wealthy man. He said, prior to your beginning, I want you to go to the market and buy such and such. And he gave him some silver coins to do so.
فلبى ذلك ولكن قال هل من ظرف أضع فيه الحاجة؟
And so he responded to that command. However, he said, do you have some container in which I can put this article that I'll purchase? He said that you have a wide sleeve. You have wide sleeves, and you're deluded by the finery of your garments. Stick it in your sleeve.
فلما ذهب وفعل وجهر نفسه قال اجلس الآن تصلح لي أن تبدأ في العلم.
And he said, so when he responded to this and humbled himself, then he said, now you sit, because now you've been prepared, or you have the aptitude to receive knowledge.
وعما حصلوا من نتائج تلك التربية عبروا فقالوا لولا المربي ما عرفت ربي.
And when they received the effects or the fruits of that instruction, that tarbiyah, they said, were it not for my instructor, meaning the one who gave me tarbiyah, I would not have known my Lord. And they said, were it not for the one who caused me to ascend, I wouldn't have known my own slavehood.
قال أو بالعلوم اللدنيات وهو ما يصادف الإنسان من فائض فضل الله عليه بشيء من تلك الأسباب والمقدمات أو بفائض فضل من الله يحمله على أن يؤوب ويحسن الإنابة إلى ربه.
And he said, or through divine inspirations, and that's the translation of لدنيات. And he said, this is what pours over him of divine grace after the person has performed these prerequisites, or it pours over them this grace and then causes them to return to Allah and take a path of returning to Allah.
وأخبر أن تحصيل ذلك على الحقيقة لا يمكن إلا بقصد شيخ صالح وهو الذي يأتي في هذا الفصل المقبل ويكون في الدرس مقبل إن شاء الله تعالى.
And then he informed us that this is not possible except by seeking a sheikh who is among the pious, and this is what we will discuss in the upcoming lesson إن شاء الله.
فإلى الأسئلة.
So we'll begin with taking your questions. This questioner says, هل ذكر ذكر اسم الجلالة الله يوصل إلى طريق معرفة شهود الذات. So the question is, the dhikr of Allah's supreme name, the name Allah, bring a person to witnessing the divine essence.
قال الله تعالى واذكر اسم ربك وأعظم اسم ربنا هو اسم الجلالة الله.
Allah says, and mention the name of your Lord, and the greatest of Allah's names is the name Allah.
فلا شك أن لذكر اسم الجلالة أثر عظيم في تنوير القلب.
There's no doubt that mentioning Allah's supreme name has a magnificent or profound effect in giving light to the heart.
وهو يكون أنسب لمن أشرف على مقام الفناء في شهوده عن شهود الكائنات إلى قوة شهود المكون.
And this is most appropriate for the person who has drawn near to the station of annihilation, of being removed from their vision of the creatures to an entire vision or soul vision of the Creator Subhanahu.
وهو كما سيأتي معنا في فصول هذا الكتاب مفتاح الروح بعد أن ينفتح القلب بلا إله إلا الله.
And it is, as we will see when after studying some chapters of this text, it is the key to the spirit after the heart having been opened by the key of لا إله إلا الله.
والأصل في ذلك أحد أمرين أحدهما أعظم من الآخر.
And he said the foundation of that is two matters, one of them greater than the other.
الأمر الأول أن يجد الذاكر لهذا الاسم أو لغيره من الأذكار خضوعا وذلة وانكسارا وتعظاما لله وزيادة خشية منه أكثر وأقوى.
And he said one of them is the one who mentions this name, he finds a humbleness before Allah, and a lowering, a lowliness, and a brokenness, and a magnification of Allah, which is greater and stronger.
وأعظم من هذا أن يكون تحت نظري شيخ عارف يختار له الذكر أو الاسم المناسب له فيأمره بذكره.
And what's better than that or greater than that is to be beneath the instruction of a sheikh who is a knower of Allah, who chooses for the student that name which is best for him or her to mention.
وأما سؤال ما هي الصفات التي على السالك أن يتحقق بها في بداية طريقه.
So this question, the next question is, what qualities should the seeker realize in the beginning of their wayfaring?
فقد علمنا فيما سبق أنها صدق الوجهة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى وصدق الرغبة في طلب القرب منه.
And you have understood from what preceded that it is a true aspiration in directing oneself to Allah تبارك وتعالى and a true desire to be near to Him.
ثم أن يستقي من الصفات ما يسمع الحديث عنه في مثل الفصول التي مرت بنا والتي تأتي معنا.
And then that the person seek to imbibe the likes of the qualities that they've heard in the chapters or the lessons that have preceded and what will come.
ففي البداية إذا أكرم بالباعث الذي يحمله على الوجهة الصادقة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى وأقبل متذللا متواضعا وألقى الزمام إلى يد مفلح فقد صح له السير وصلح الوجهة.
If the person in the beginning is honored or generously granted an inspirational drive that causes them to have a true aspiration to Allah, and then they betake themselves with a humbleness and a lowliness, and they cast their reins to a spiritual guide, then this person's would have properly established the beginning of their path, and also their aspiration would have been true or correct.
وأما السؤال من عبد الفتاح من أستراليا عن آداب الذكر وأحوال الذاكر.
He said, as for the question from Abdul Fattah that is in Australia about the various dhikrs and the etiquettes of the one who does dhikr.
فإن الأساس في الذكر هو حضور القلب مع الله تبارك وتعالى.
He said, the foundation in dhikr is that the heart be present with Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وقد ندبنا إلى الذكر في جميع حالاتنا.
And we've been encouraged to make dhikr in all of our states.
وقال تعالى الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
And Allah تعالى said, and those who remember Allah standing, sitting and laying on their sides.
وقال فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما أو قعودا أو على جنوبكم.
And he said, and when you have finished prayer, then mention Allah standing or sitting or on your sides.
فمع سنية الذكر في جميع الأحوال فهناك آداب خاصة للذكر في شيء من الحالات ينبغي أن يكون للمؤمن منه نصيب.
And he said, while dhikr is sunnah in all circumstances, there are etiquettes of dhikr in specific states, and a believer should have some portion thereof.
فينبغي أن يكون جالسا إحدى جلسات الصلاة.
So the person should sit in one of the various positions in which we sit in the prayer.
إما مفترشا وإما متوركا.
Either in what's called iftirash, which is the way that Hanafis sit all the time and the Shafis sit between the two prostrations, or either tawarruk, which is the way the Malikis sit all the time or the way the Shafis sit in before the final salams.
وأن يكون مستقبل القبلة.
And that the person is facing the direction of prayer, the qibla.
وأن يكون المكان خاليا عما يشغله.
And also that the place be free of distractions.
وأن يكون فارغ القلب عما يلفت نظره عن غير الله.
And also that the heart be free of those things that would direct its attention to other than Allah.
وأن يكون ساكن الأطراف على وقار وسكينة.
and that the limbs be still and the person be in a state of tranquility and sobriety.
ولا يذكر الله على هذه الحالة أحد إلا رأى أثر الذكر مباشرة.
And no one will remember Allah in this manner save that they'll find an immediate effect from this dhikr.
وأحس بنور يلج إلى قلبه وزيادة في الإيمان.
And they'll feel heart light into their heart and an increase in faith.
ثم يساعده أيضا أن يستشعرك أنه أمام الكعبة المشرفة أو في الروضة الشريفة في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then it is also an aid for the person to call the feeling, call to heart the feeling that they are before the Kaaba or in the Rawda, meaning the Rawda of the Prophet's Mosque.
ويفيد في بعضهم استحضاره أنه أمام شيخه ومربيه.
And some of them are benefited by calling to heart the feeling that, or the awareness that they are before their sheikh or their murabbi, the one who gives them spiritual instruction.
وكل هذا وسيلة وسبب والمقصود هو حضور القلب مع الله جل جلاله.
And all of these are causes or means. However, the aim, the objective, is presence of heart with Allah Ta'ala.
فليس استحضار الكعبة ولا الروضة ولا الشيخ إلا وسيلة لجمع القلب ليكون حاضرا مع الله.
So calling to heart the Kaaba or the Rawda or the Shaykh is nothing other than a means to focus the heart so that the person will be present with Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وأما السؤال كيف أجد الشيخ والطريق لي فهذا قد يتكرر كثيرا وقد قلنا.
As for the question, how do I find a sheikh and a path, meaning a tariq, he said this is frequently asked.
وقد قلنا أن الصادق في الوجهة إلى الله يجد الشيخ ولو على الباب.
And we've said that someone who is true in their aspiration to Allah will find their sheikh even at their own door.
والصدق في ذلك أن يتوجه بكليته ويكون تائبا عن الذنوب والمعاصي صغيرها وكبيرها محسنا أداء الفرائض مجتنبا للمحرمات.
And being true in that is for the person to direct themselves with their entirety and be repentant, avoiding both major and minor sins and fulfilling their obligations and also supererogatory works.
مكثرا ما استطاع من السنن.
And doing as much as they're able of sunnas.
مراعيا لأداء الحقوق لأهلها.
Being cautious about or careful about fulfilling the rights of those to whom rights are due.
متحذرا من المكروهات والشبهات.
Avoiding offensive and doubtful things.
داخلا في المباحات بنية صالحة.
Entering or engaging in merely permissible things, مباحات, with a pious intention.
يشعر بفقره وحاجته إلى ربه وإلى وجود من يمسك بيده إلى الله.
Feeling their need, his or her need, for their Lord and having a need for someone to take them by their hand in their aspiration to Allah.
إذا تم له ذلك فهذا هو الصدق وهذا هو البداية في الطريق وحينئذ يجد الشيخ ويعرف الطريق.
He said this is if this is complete then this is the beginning and this is the beginning of the way. And if they're true in this, then they'll find a sheikh who will guide them along their way.
وأما سؤال ما أفعل إن جاءت لي خواطر سيئة أو شكوك عند الذكر.
The question: what do I do if I find bad thoughts or unwanted doubts come to me while I'm in dhikr?
فإن الواجب هو الإعراض عنها وإرجاع القلب والخاطر إلى معنى ما هو بصدده.
The obligation here, what is necessary here, is to ignore these and call the heart back to that which that in which one is engaged.
ولا يترك الذكر من أجل ورود هذه الخواطر.
And the person should not leave their dhikr because of the coming of these notions.
بل يلجأ إلى ربه ويعلم ضعفه ويستشهد نقصه.
Rather, he should return to his Lord and know his weakness and feel his own deficiency.
ويحاول جاهدا أن يستحضر معاني ما هو فيه من الذكر.
And he should try in his utmost to call to heart the feeling of the meanings of the invocations which he is saying.
وينطرح على مولاه.
And he should throw him, cast himself before his Lord.
ويضطر إليه سبحانه وتعالى ويرتمي عليه.
And he should be in a state of compelling need for his Lord, and again throw himself before him.
وأما سؤال علي حسين من أمريكا عن النصح لمن أصيب بالكسل.
The question from Ali Hussein, who's from America, about advice for someone who's afflicted by laziness.
فأن يلجأ إلى الله عز وجل بالاستعادة من الكسل.
Let the person return in seeking refuge to Allah and ask for protection from laziness.
ومنه الدعاء الوارد عن سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And there is an invocation narrated from our master, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن.
Oh Allah, indeed I seek refuge in you from worry and grief.
وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل.
And from incapacity and laziness.
وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل.
And I seek refuge in you from cowardliness and stinginess.
وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال.
And I seek refuge in you from being overcome by debt or the domination of men.
فليكرر ذلك كثيرا.
So the person should say this, repeat this much.
وليتفكر في عظيم ثواب وجزاء من عمل الطاعات.
And he should think about the great reward for the one who performs acts of obedience.
ويكرر ذلك على باله.
And he should think of this repeatedly.
ويحمل نفسه على أن يتنشط ويجتهد.
And he should induce himself, force himself to perform these works with more energy and to strive.
وإن وجد نشطاء في الخير فمجالستهم من خير ما يساعده.
And if he finds people who are energetic in their pious works, then keeping their company is one of the things that will be the best means of increasing his energy in performing pious works.
وسؤال عبد الفتاح زريقة أي كتب وحديث تنصح بقراءتها للحفظ من الدجال وفتن آخر الزمان فقد أرشدنا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The question is from Akh Abd al-Fattah, what books do you advise to read or hadith for protection from the Dajjal and the fitan, the difficulties or trials at the end of time?
فقد أرشدنا صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى قراءة سورة الكهف وخصوصا عشر من آيات من أولها ومن آخرها وذكر أن فاعل ذلك يعصم من فتنة الدجال.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم instructed us to read 10 verses from Surah Al-Kahf, particularly 10 from the beginning and 10 from the end, and taught us that someone who does this is protected from the trial of the Dajjal.
ثم في أذكار الصباح والمساء وما بعد الفجر وما بعد المغرب حرز أيضا من الفتن.
And also in the invocations of the morning and the evening, particularly those after Fajr and those after after Maghrib, in those there is a fortress, protection from trials, from fitan.
وكتب السيرة النبوية وكتب العارفين بالله تعالى حصن حصين من جميع الفتن.
And the books of the prophetic seerah and the books of the knowers of Allah Ta'ala is a powerful fortress. Are a powerful fortress.
وأما السائلة من أوروبا الجنوبية عن شدة تلاقيها من أبويها ووقوعها ضحية في شيء من الانحراف الذي حصل وتأثرها بذلك ف
And he said, a questioner, and she's in southern Europe, she asked about, she asked about difficulty among her parents, and she's suffering from personality, both of her parents suffer from personality disorders manifesting in sporadic rage, verbal and emotional abuse, coupled with bouts of paranoia, and other matters. So he's just begun the question, and let me read some of it.
فإن النصيحة في هذا أن تكون راضية الباطن بقدر الله.
The advice in that is that inwardly she be accepting of Allah's decree.
ثم أن تؤدي معنى الشكر للوالدين والبر بهما طلبا لمرضات الله.
And that also that she fulfills the meaning of gratitude to Allah and goodness to her parents. Seeking Allah's pleasure.
وأن لا تتأثر بكل ما تلاقي منهما من شدة وعدم رضا.
And that she does not be affected by everything that befalls her from them of severity and displeasure.
وأن تكثر الإلحاح على الله تعالى في صلاح شأنهما.
And that she frequently and repeatedly ask Allah to rectify their condition.
وتدوم على ما ذكرنا حتى يأتي فرج الله.
And that she continue in what we have mentioned until an alleviation of her difficulty comes from Allah.
لنجيب المؤذن فهو يؤذن لدينا في دار المصطفى.
He said we're going to respond to the muadhin who is calling the adhan here at Dar al-Mustafa.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد لا إله إلا الله رضيت بالله ربا محمد رسول الله وسلم دينا أشهد لا إله إلا الله رضيت بالله ربا محمد رسول الله وسلم دينا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الحمد لله الحمد لله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله عن المسلمين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسلم على سامع المتابعين بإحسان يوم الدين اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة على سيدنا محمد الأسية الفضيلة والشرف والدليل العلي الترفع بعد المقام محمد يا توي يا ارحم الراحمين رب اغفر لي ولدي رب اغفر لي ولدي رب اغفر لي ولدي رب اغفر لي ولدي رب اغفر لي وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم بارك لنا في اولادنا وزوجنا ولا تضرهم في امداتهم جزاكم الله بشكل العفو والعافيه والمعافاه من دين الدنيا والاخره صلى الله محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين واما السائله من الاردن كيف تكون المذاكره بيننا النساء وكيف نرتقي ونتخلص من العيوب.
There's a questioner from Jordan. She asked, how should there be this mutual discussion or study or admonition? How should that be among ladies? And how do we ascend and be purified or rid of our vices?
فالمذاكرة لا تختص بالرجال.
So this mutual admonition or mutual discussion and reminding is not specific to men.
والاستماع لهذا الدرس والاستماع لما سجل من الدروس أيضا عموما وفي السلوك خصوصا نوع من المذاكرة.
And he said listening to this lesson directly or live or in being recorded listening to lessons in general is a benefit in general knowledge and specifically in knowledge of suluk of spiritual travel.
والاستماع إلى مذاكرات أهل هذا الشأن بينهم مشاركة في المذاكرة.
And also listening to the discussions of the people of these affairs among themselves is also a participation in this mudakara, this mutual admonition.
والتذاكر بينهن البين وبين الأخوات السالكات أو السائرات إلى الحق تبارك وتعالى فيما استفدناه من كلام شيوخهن وكلام رجال المعرفة الماضين ومعاني الآيات والحديث أيضا واحد من المذاكرات المهمات.
And he said, and also the discussion among ladies, sisters, who are traveling about what they benefited from the shuyukh and the meanings that they've benefited. That's also a type of mudhakara, of this mutual reminding.
والتخلص من العيوب قريب على من صدق في إرادته وشمر في تحصيله.
And being rid of one's vices is quite likely for someone who is true in that and someone who strives in doing so.
فَإِنَّ الْحَقَّ يُظْهِرُ لَهُ عُيُوبَهُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا وَهَوَى بِحَسَبِ صِدْقِهِ يُمَدُّ بِالْعَوْنِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِلتَّخَلُّسِ مِنْهَا.
Allah will manifest for this person, show this person their faults, their vices, little by little, and also aid them in being purified therefrom.
وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ مِنَ الْبَرَازِيلِ هَلْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ يُعِينَ عَلَىٰ غَضَّ الْبَصَرِ.
And someone asked from Brazil, is there a dhikr that aids in lowering the gaze?
هَنَقُولُ كُلُّ ذِكْرٍ بِحُضُورِ قَلْبِ يُعِينُ عَلَىٰ غَضَّ الْبَصَرِ.
We say every dhikr that is done with presence of heart is an aid in lowering the gaze.
وَعَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْخُصُوصِ ذِكْرُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
Particularly the dhikr Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum.
Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum. O Allah, O hayy, O living, O qayyum, which is hard to translate, but among its meaning is eternal.
Birahmatika astaghith.
Through your mercy I seek aid.
Wa min adhabika astajir.
And from your punishment I seek protection.
Aslih li shani kulla.
Rectify for me my affair, all of it.
ولا تكلني إلى نفسي.
And do not turn me over to myself.
ولا إلى أحد من خلقك.
Nor to any of your creatures.
طرفة عين.
The glance of an eye, or you could say the twinkling of an eye.
فيقرأ ذلك في كل يوم 19 مرة.
A person reads this every day 19 times.
ويقرأه عند تعرضه لإزاغة البصر إلى النظر.
And the person should mention this when they are put in a position where their eyes might swerve or they might look.
كذلك يفيد في غض البصر ذكر المعية.
And also the dhikr of withness, meaning reminding oneself of Allah being with one, is an aid in lowering the gaze.
وهو ذكر الله معي.
And this is the dhikr, Allah is with me.
الله شاهدي.
Allah is a witness of me.
الله حاضري.
Allah is present with me.
الله ناظر إلي.
Allah is looking at me.
الله قريب مني.
Allah is near me.
فليكررها قبل منامه وليكررها عند ورود خاطر النظر على قلبه.
The person should repeat this prior to sleeping and repeat this when the thought about looking comes to their heart.
ومما يفيد في غض البصر.
And what aids lowering the gaze?
الفكر أنه يعد العين لرؤية وجه خير البشر.
Is thinking about the eye being prepared to see the best of humanity.
ومن يامل أن يرى بعينه وجه رسول الله والأنبياء والصديقين والصالحين كيف يلطخها.
And the one who hopes to look with his eye at the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the messengers and the prophets and the pious, then how could he soil it?
فكيف وهو يرجو النظر إلى وجه الله الكريم.
And how then, and he even hopes to gaze at the noble countenance of Allah.
فليهيئ عينه وبصره لهذا الأمر العظيم.
So then he should prepare his eye and his sight for this magnificent matter.
وسؤال السائل أنه ليس في طريق آل بعلوي حضرة الذكر كما يقول ولها أدلتها وجائزة وأنه أخذ طريقة آل بعلوي فهل يناسب أن يحضر الحضرات؟
He said, as for the questioner who said that the way of Al Ba'alawi, as he says, does not have a hadra of dhikr. However, the hadra has its proofs and so forth. So should someone who had taken the Ba'alawi way attend these hadras?
فَإِنَّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَأْخُذْ بِهِ آلَ بِعَلَوِي بِطَرِيقِهِمْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ تَكَلُّفُ الْحَرَكَاتِ وَتَعَمُّلُهَا في أثناء الذكر.
He said the only thing that the people of the way of al-Ba'lawi didn't engage in with respect to these hadras is deliberately making themselves move and pondering these movements during the time of saying dhikr.
أو الانسياق مع الزعقات والاهتزازات أثناء الذكر.
Or الزعقات. He said, or raising the voice and shaking during dhikr, for instance.
ولا يرون ذلك إلا لمن صدر منه الأمر خارجا عن اختياره.
He said they don't think that's appropriate except for someone who did this and they were overcome and thus not doing so by choice.
ولا ينكرون على من يعد ذلك في طريقه وسيلة لاستحضار أو لجلب حقائق الحضور.
However, they do not censure those who consider that in their path a means to seek an increase in presence of heart.
فهم لا يعملون وعلى أهله لا ينكرون.
He said they don't do these things, however they don't censure those who do them.
وأما أصل معنى الحضرة وهي كل مجمع ذكر تحضر فيه القلوب وتجتمع على الله فهذا في جميع الطرق.
He said as for the essential meaning of al-hadra, and that is a gathering in which the hearts are present and they focus on Allah and make mention of Allah, that exists in every spiritual path or in all of the paths.
وأما السؤال عن حضور هذه الحضرة تعني في مختلف الطرق يعني في السائر في مختلف الطرق وهو آخذ لطريقة آل بعلوي فإنه لا حرج في حضور شيء من تلك الحضرات ولا التواجد مع أهلها ما كان في ذلك أي فائدة له أو حاجة له من غير أن يتكلف هو بنفسه التحرك أو الصعقة أو الضربة أو شيئا من هذه الأعمال فيمكنه أن يحضر معهم ولا يباشر بفعل شيء من ذلك بغير غلبة.
And he said, as for attending the hadras of the various spiritual paths, whether yani attending them for some need or some benefit that the person finds, there's no problem in doing so. However, the person should not force themselves or feign like movements or screaming or smacking themselves or anything like that. They shouldn't do any of those things unless they were in fact overcome, but attending the gathering is not problematic.
وأما السائل عن وجود الرغبة في طلب العلم لكن لم تهيئ الأسباب فماذا يفعل؟
The questioner asked, if one has a desire to seek sacred knowledge but has not been given the means to do so, what should one do?
فإنه إذا ظل على صدقه في رغبته في طلب العلم فإن ذلك خير كثير.
If the person persists in their true desire to seek knowledge, there's great good in this persistence.
ينفتح له في مستقبله تهيئة وتيسير من الله.
And in the future, a facilitation and an ease will be open for them from Allah.
وعلامة صدقه أن يغتنم أي فراغ له.
And the sign of this person's true being true in this desire is to take advantage of any free time that he has.
فيأخذ في مشاهدة واستماع دروس الصالحين من أهل العلم سواء كان في أشرطة أو في مواقع أو بأي وسيلة.
He said, so for instance, they should attend the gatherings of the pious with whatever means they can, whether it be by watching or listening or any means.
فإذا دام على ذلك واستعمل هذه الوسائل.
If the person persists in this and uses these various means which are made available to him,
فيحصل له أمران.
Two things will happen for him.
الأمر الأول بركة فيما يحصل وفيما يستمع إليه.
There'll be the first is a blessing in that which he attains and that to which he listens.
والأمر الثاني تيسير وتسخير أسباب طلب العلم مستقبلا.
And the second is having the means facilitated, the means of seeking knowledge in the future facilitated for him.
وأما السائل من مصر أن يريد الوصول إلى الله بالفضل لا بمجاهدة النفس لأني ضعيف وهناك أعداء كثيرون وأنا جاهل بأحوال الطريق.
A questioner from Egypt said that they wanted to reach Allah through His grace because they are weak and that there are various that they were ignorant of the milestones of the path.
فليعلم أن الأقوياء والضعفاء لا يصل أحد منهم إلى الله إلا بفضل الله.
This person should know that both the strong and the weak, none of them reach Allah save through Allah's beneficence or grace.
وأن الذين يسمون بالأقوياء من الخلق فإن القوة التي عندهم نسبية وهي من جملة فضل الله.
And those who are called strong among people or among creatures, that strength is only a relative strength, and that itself is from Allah's grace.
والضعف وصف لازم لجميعهم.
And weakness is a persistent quality of all of them.
قال تعالى وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Allah Ta'ala said, and the human was created weak.
وأما مجاهدة النفس فهو الشرع الذي شرعه الله لكل مؤمن به.
He said, as for striving against the self, this is something that Allah legislated for every believer.
ولا يتأتى وصول إلى الله برد شرع الله.
And no one can reach Allah by rejecting or debating with the Sharia of Allah itself.
ولا بمخالفة ما رتب الله تبارك وتعالى لعباده.
Nor by going against what Allah Himself organized for His servants.
فشان مجاهدة الهوى والنفس لازم لكل مؤمن بالله.
And he said, so this matter of striving against the self, the nafs, and the hawa is an obligation upon everyone who believes in Allah.
وهو لا يجاهد النفس والهوى بنفسه وذاته ولكن بتوفيق ربه ومعونته.
And the person does not strive against the nafs and the hawa by himself and through his own being, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's enabling grace and Allah's aid.
قال تعالى في شأن النفس ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها تقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
Allah said about the nafs and the nafs and the one who purified and the one who rectified it or balanced it and taught, inspired it with its corruption and its taqwa, felicitous indeed is the one who purifies it.
وقال وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى.
And he said, as for the one who fears the station of his Lord and prohibits its his self from its caprice, then for him paradise is an abode.
ومهما كان الإنسان جاهلا بالطريق فالاتصال بأهل الطريق والتعرف إليهم ومتابعة إشارتهم هي الطريق.
And he said, if someone's ignorant of the way, then being connected to the shuyukh of the way and following their instruction, then this is the way, or this will show them the way.
والوقت قد أدركنا فإلى الدرس القادم إن شاء الله.
And he said, the time has come to an end, so inshallah, until the next lesson.
افتح علينا وعلى جميع السامعين والمتابعين لهذا الدرس والناظرين فيه فتحا مبينا من عندك يا أكرم الأكرمين، واجعلنا وإياهم بعين عنايتك مرعيين في طريق نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم سائرين، وارزقنا حقة محبتك ومحبته، وعنا على تهذيب أنفسنا وتلطيف كثافتها بالرياضة البالغة الماحقة للعنات النفسية القاهرة للحظوظ الشهوانية المزينة بدوام الحضور معك والصدق والتذلل بين يديك والافتقار إليك على خير وجهه وأكملها وأحسنها يا حي يا قيوم، وأعنا على ما تحب واجعلنا في من تحب ووفقنا لما تحب واختم لنا بالحسنى بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة أرباب القرب منك والدنو إليك ومشيخنا في دينك وسندنا إلى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلى حضرة النبي محمد. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.